I never skipped class. I always, you know, was right on time, never taking more than one lunch. For some strange reason, I was like, I'm skipping class. I'm going to lunch. I don't care. Today's the day. I'm going to be bad. And across from the lunch room is the jazz room or whatever. And I looked in it. It was the biggest drum set I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, who was that? It's Billy Cobham. He's doing a drum clinic in my school. I didn't even know about it. I skip class. I sit down like I'm, you know, in the marching band just watching, like, I can't believe this guy is here right now.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trevor Talks. I'm your host, Trevor Tyson, and, you know, I'm the host every week, but I say it in case you forget it because I enjoy doing this show and I want you to know that I'm going to be here for you. So there you go. This week's episode is brought to you by Life Audio, which I'm so grateful for their partnership and them helping us keep this show afloat. So special shout out to Life Audio. Go check them out at lifeaudio.com and go find your next favorite podcast or listen to mine. If this is your favorite podcast, don't leave us, but you know, you can go find some more. But today's guest is yet again a legendary drummer. He is the founder of the rock band Floodgate and has toured with so many amazing artists, including Crowder, who he's out on the Hits Deep tour with right now. You could catch him out with Toby Mac on that Hits Deep tour. Go follow him on social media. Go check out the new single from his band Floodgate. Without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to my man, Jerome Flood. Jerome, welcome. Yeah.
What's up? What's up? How you feeling?
Dude, I'm feeling good, but I'm feeling even better now knowing that I get to introduce everybody to the legend that I know personally, Jerome. Like, you are a legend in drumming. And for those people who may have not heard of you before, can you give us a soft elevator pitch on, like, who is Jerome Flood? What is Floodgate? And why should people be paying attention?
Okay, well, this is, you know, the fast version of a bio. From Rochester, New York, I ended up moving to Atlanta. I went to Atlanta Institute of Music. While I was at that school, I was in the Guitar Center Drum Off, the biggest drum off competition in the world. So I was missing a lot of school because I'm traveling, you know, trying to win this competition. Ended up winning out of 6,000 drummers. $25,000. And then another $25,000 in grand prizes. And, you know, like, I went on the Carson Daly show, did a 90-second drum solo, all of that stuff, all the cool stuff. And I remember this one guy telling me, like, matter of fact, Carson Daly told me this too. He said, you should start your own band. You need to do something. And I never forgot that. He told me that. One of my friends told me that. I'm like, I'm going to start my band one day. So here we are, talking about my band.
Dude, come on. So it's Floodgate. It's the word flood, but instead of just G-A-T-E, it's like the word eight, right?
Yeah, G-E-I-G-H-T. So a G and then the number eight, pretty much.
Yeah, so where did the inspiration for that name come from? Because when I first looked you guys up, obviously I spelled it like Floodgate, and nothing came up. So it's unique in its own right, and it's really starting to show off just right off the bat. There's a creative mind behind this project. So tell us a little bit about that. Where did the conception of this happen, and what's so significant about a Floodgate that you would name your band after it?
Well, okay, that's easy. My last name is Flood, first of all. So there's an artist named Paul Morton. I think that's his last name. Paul Morton, gospel artist. And he has this song called, I think it's called Let It Rain. And the song goes, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. And I swear to you, everybody would make fun of my last name. They'll start singing that song every single time. And I'm like, yo, I'm not naming my band that. I'm not. But then after a while, I was like, maybe. I wrote down, like, how could I spell this different? Because if you type in Floodgate on the internet, it's just going to, just water's popping up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you want to diversify yourself a little bit. So I'm like, let me see if I could spell it a different way. And I eventually came up with, you know, the number eight at the end, like Floodgate. And then I'm like, let me see if I could abbreviate it, make it look cool. Mm-hmm. FGA. I'm like, okay, that's the logo for the t-shirt right there. Yeah. You know, that's how it came. Like, everybody was just making fun of my last name. And then, you know, it just became a thing.
If you've been listening to this podcast for more than one episode, then you know how much I advocate for therapy. I don't shut up about it. Heck, half of the episodes we're talking about therapy because mental health is just as important as your physical health. And we know that finding the right support for your mental health can be a challenge. And that's why I want to tell you about our brand new sponsor here at Trevor Talks, BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com offers a convenient and discreet way for people to receive mental health support from the comfort of their own home. With a wide range of therapists to choose from and the ability to communicate via text, phone, or video, BetterHelp.com makes it easy to find the right support for your needs. One of the main benefits of using BetterHelp.com is the flexibility that it provides. You can access therapy sessions from anywhere you have an internet connection and choose from a variety of communication methods, including text, phone, and video. Where else are you going to find this, guys? I don't know. BetterHelp.com also uses a wide range of therapists to choose from, with specialties in various areas such as anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. We have a special offer for you guys. BetterHelp.com is offering our listeners a 10% discount on their first month of therapy services. So if you've been thinking about getting into therapy and it's just been too expensive, BetterHelp.com is a lot cheaper than going to a traditional brick and mortar therapy service. Those are great also. But if you want to get it a little bit cheaper to fit your budget, BetterHelp.com is the best spot for you. If you want to receive this 10% discount, go visit BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks to receive 10% off of your first month. What the heck? This is amazing, and I'm excited to bring you this offer. If you're looking for convenient, flexible, and effective mental health support, be sure to check out BetterHelp.com, and don't forget BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks for 10% off of your first month of therapy services. Please note that the information provided in this promotional segment is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice. If you are in need of immediate help, please call 911 or seek support from a local mental health provider. BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks. Let's get back to the show. That's kind of the same story with Trevor Talks. Like, it's not a brand name, it's a statement. Like, I don't shut up. Like, that's just the dead honest truth. Like, I could talk to a brick wall. My teachers would tell me I talk too much in school. Like, my family's always like, shh, shh, shh. Like, and I'm just like, I can't do that. So Trevor Talks is a statement. Sort of the same thing for you, man. Like, when you start thinking about all these worship songs that make an imprint on your life for better or for worse, for lack of better term, that's not the worst reference that you could have. Like, a lot of people have weird names and they'll get made fun of for that. But like, at least Floodgate is actually cool, you know?
Right. It's cool. And on top of that, like, you know, there's power in your words. So like, whatever you say constantly, like, it can happen. So
yeah,
if I'm talking about Floodgate, like, I'm pretty much talking about blessings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, dude, open the floodgates. Boom. Yeah. Give me some blessings, God. Hook me up.
Well, boy, he did. Like, you've been ripping the stage for how many years with Crowder?
It's probably a year this month. Yeah.
Dude. And that's so crazy because I do want to tell people the backstory on how we met, because it was super unexpected and it was I walked away so encouraged, I'll be honest with you. So I'm back in Atlanta for a friend's concert, which happens to be like my favorite like album of all time. They're doing the 10-year anniversary tour for. So that band is Crown the Empire. People that listen to this show know that I love me some metalcore, but I learned about Crown the Empire when their album The Fallout came out, but I was too young. Like, I was 13, 14 when this album came out. So of course my mom's not going to take me to the tour because it's got profanity and all this stuff. So like, I was like, man, I wish I could have saw that set live. Mm-hmm. So they do this 10-year anniversary tour and I'm like, all right, I'm canceling everything. I'm going to that. So I get there and we're in the dressing room after the show and I hear out of the corner of my ear, I think I was talking to Andy or somebody, I hear out of the corner of my ear, yeah, I just got back from playing the Cotton Bowl in Texas. And I'm like, I was just at the Cotton Bowl in Texas. Like, hey, who said that? And you're like, oh, that's right. Me. I was like, what were you doing there? He's like, playing drums for Crowder. And I'm like, no way. Like, we're at a hard rock metal show, not a Christian event, and we're able to connect that night. And we just stayed in contact. And I listened to your music on the way home that night, and I shot you a text. I was like, dude, this is music that Jimi Hendrix would be proud of. Yeah. Like, this is unique, is good. And it's not like over the top. Like, you could tell this is unique. You're not trying to be anybody else. You've got your own flavor and your own sound, and mm-hmm. you're dumping it into this skillet. That's how Skillet got their name, by the way. You dump all these different things in a skillet and you stir it around. So Floodgate is unique in its own right. But the fact that we got to meet was such a blessing to me because you've become such a friend. And just like, I know for a fact I can count on you if I need you. And vice versa. So hearing your music, hearing what God's doing in your life is encouraging. But all that to wrap into this, I want to hear your story. That's one thing I haven't got to hear yet personally. So I would be excited to dive into that. Like, where did Jerome Flood start before all the Guitar Center, like competition success, all of this, right? Before getting verified on Instagram and all this other stuff, you were a kid with a dream at one point. And now you're able to live that dream. So what was the journey for you getting to where you're able to do this full time?
Man, it's a typical church story. You know, as a little kid sitting in the front pew staring at the drums. Mm-hmm. And at my church in Rochester, New York, we had the best musicians at the church. I'm talking, they did sessions with all the famous gospel musicians and R&B, like Timberland, Missy Elliott, all them people like Jodeci, like they're calling our guys in Rochester. So at least I think this is the what the legend says.
Yeah.
So I always just wanted to play drums at that church. I'm like, man, one day I'm gonna be good enough to play. And along the way, I would get my feelings hurt. I would get kicked off the drums. I would hear people talking about me in the bathroom, talking about he sucks, you know, all types of stuff. Like, I even had one guy, it wasn't at my church, but it was a guy in my hometown, just, you know, rip me to shreds, tell me I'm never going to make it out of Rochester, all types of stuff, like put a chip on my shoulder. That's really what, you know, kind of got the ball rolling, because I promise you, every time I'm playing drums, like every time is his face, and I'm just like, like going crazy. So, and on top of that, my parents would try to get me hooked up with the good drummers around the city, but it just never worked out. So, boom, they ended up putting me in a private music school. That was the most beautiful thing ever. Like, because I met this instructor, and he told me, learn your rudiments. Nobody ever told me that. It's just, you know, I'm just thinking about patterns, and, like, I want to do all the cool stuff. He's like, you learn these rudiments, you're going to be better than everybody. Just stick to that. So that's like my story in a nutshell. Like, there was some struggle to, you know, get to that level. But I'm talking like even in high school, like I wasn't popular at all. Like I got popular the very last day of school, which is so weird. Like you had to be on the basketball team.
Yeah.
Or the football team. I wasn't on it. I was on the wrestling team. Girls was not caring about that.
That's
nobody.
A big deal here in Georgia, man. Wrestling, especially in my family. We'll talk about that too. Keep going.
Hey, in New York, it's basketball. Like, So I was on the wrestling team. Like, people didn't know that. I used to, like, really fight a lot, and I was in karate for 6 years, a whole bunch of stuff. So, like, I just had aggression in me, but not too much aggression, just fun aggression. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But, yeah, like, I remember we had this talent show at school, And I was like, I'm going to win this talent show. I got a couple of my friends, and we won that talent show. We got $100. We had to split it four ways.
$25 each, bro.
$25 each. I went to the grocery store, got some candy. But that's when I became popular, because they were like, oh, my God, I didn't know you could play like that. Yeah, you didn't know, because you were at all the basketball games, and I was in the concert hall. Yeah. Oh, but I got this crazy story. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I never skipped class. I always, you know, was right on time. Never taking more than one lunch. For some strange reason, I was like, I'm skipping class. I'm going to lunch. I don't care. Today's the day. I'm gonna be bad. And across from the lunch room is the jazz room or whatever. And I looked in it. It was the biggest drum set I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, who was that? It's Billy Cobham. He's doing a drum clinic in my school. I didn't even know about it. I skip class. I sit down like I'm, you know, in the marching band just watching. Like, I can't believe this guy is here right now. Like, I have him on my DVDs.
So,
you know,
crazy.
Like, I'm like, I was supposed to skip class that day.
Oh, of course. And to be fair, in the long term, you skipping that class was beneficial. So to any teachers out there that have a student that's skipping class, but you find them in another class, are they really in trouble because they were in a class? You know what I'm
saying? Right. Oh, and that's another. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of my counselors, man, she used to give me a hard time. She would always say, it's cool that you want to play drums, but you need to find something to really do. What's your backup plan? I'm telling her, like, my backup plan is drums. I will be a famous drummer, famous musician. Not, you know, the older I get, my goals change to something greater. But I'm like, that's going to happen. I can remember me being in school all the time just talking about it with everybody who's at the lunch table. I'm going to be a famous drummer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it just was in my brain. After school, I'm going straight home, going straight to the drums, playing drums until my mom flicks the lights in the basement. That's enough. Like,
and everybody, you know, thought, like, when you're in school and you talk like that, everybody thinks you're crazy. Like, I'm from a tiny town here in Georgia. I always have had the same goals and aspirations. Like, of course they change, but like the overall sites that I'd set on, it hasn't really changed in a huge way. It's just like, okay, own a media agency, speak, and then there's some things that I can't really talk about right now. But I grew up in that tiny town, and I would always be like, man, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Well, junior year comes around, and I end up going on tour for the first time, and then senior year, I was out on this tour called Outcry Tour. So I'm like missing the first 3 weeks of senior year to be on this tour with, it was Hillsong United, Crowder, Passion, Bethel, Lauren Daigle, Trip Lee, Jesus Culture, all these big names. And everybody's like, did Trevor drop out? And it's like, nah, I told y'all what I was going to do, but y'all didn't listen. Like, right. And then I'll never forget the moment we were doing graduation, like, rehearsals for our school. It was like the day before graduation. And they say, if we call your name, come up here, because we haven't received your real plan for when you graduate. And they listed everybody else. And I'm the class president. Like, I had a plan. They didn't like it. So they call my name and everybody starts laughing. And I'm like, I've already told y'all what I'm going to do. Like,
right.
But they want you to do something safe. And I've since then talked to the person that called my name and chose to. She's like, we just wanted the best for you. And it's like, I get it. But I also, like, it put that chip on my shoulder to, like, I never forgot it, right? You put me in a predicament for everybody to laugh because, like, I've been talking about this for years. And it sounds like the same thing happened to you. It's like everybody around you is like, you know what? I don't want to do this. Like, I'm just going to get a job and drive a trash truck. And there's nothing wrong with that. But God does give you these individual visions for your life, and he gives you a calling and a purpose. And when you start walking in that purpose, it becomes more clear than ever. So when you were sitting in that class, could you see that pathway that you were going to take and like where you're at now? Was any of this in the cards for you, like all together for what you're doing?
I didn't know how I was going to get it done. I never knew how, but I just know that it would happen eventually if I just, you know, keep pressing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. It's just a long journey, but I'm definitely glad things went the way they went, you know, back then.
Oh,
because
yeah.
this the city that I come from, a lot of people, they don't make it out. They don't move. They don't see nothing different. Like, so that's why a lot of people talk about safety, like, because they're too scared to move. I'm not scared to move. Like, Rochester, New York is a very small city. For music, nah. You got to go to a major city. That's why I moved to Atlanta. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell my age because I went on MySpace hitting up my favorite drummers. I went on MySpace hitting up my favorite drummers. Like, how do I get a gig? How do I get on? Just somebody tell me. I'm seeking information. And this one dude said, it's all about location. That's all he said. And he lived in L.A. It's all about location. I never forgot that. And he's right because I'm in Atlanta. I get random calls that you need to be there in 2 hours or an hour. You know, we got a video shoot tonight. Or, you know, such and such couldn't make the gig. It's a major gig. Can you come to the rehearsal right now? Bring your cymbals. You're not going to book a flight and get there in 2 hours. Like, you need to be there.
Yeah.
So, like, I wasn't scared to move.
If you've been listening to this podcast for more than one episode, then you know how much I advocate for therapy. I don't shut up about it. Heck, half of the episodes we're talking about therapy because mental health is just as important as your physical health. And we know that finding the right support for your mental health can be a challenge. And that's why I want to tell you about our brand new sponsor here at Trevor Talks, BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com offers a convenient and discreet way for people to receive mental health support from the comfort of their own home. With a wide range of therapists to choose from and the ability to communicate via text, phone, or video, BetterHelp.com makes it easy to find the right support for your needs. One of the main benefits of using BetterHelp.com is the flexibility that it provides. You can access therapy sessions from anywhere you have an internet connection and choose from a variety of communication methods, including text, phone, and video. Where else are you going to find this, guys? I don't know. BetterHelp.com also uses a wide range of therapists to choose from with specialties in various areas such as anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. We have a special offer for you guys. BetterHelp.com is offering our listeners a 10% discount on their first month of therapy services. So if you've been thinking about getting into therapy and it's just been too expensive, BetterHelp.com is a lot cheaper than going to a traditional brick and mortar therapy service. Those are great also. But if you want to get it a little bit cheaper to fit your budget, BetterHelp.com is the best spot for you. If you want to receive this 10% discount, go visit BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks to receive 10% off of your first month. What the heck? This is amazing, and I'm excited to bring you this offer. If you're looking for convenient, flexible, and effective mental health support, be sure to check out BetterHelp.com, and don't forget BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks for 10% off of your first month of therapy services. Please note that the information provided in this promotional segment is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice. If you are in need of immediate help, please call 911 or seek support from a local mental health provider. BetterHelp.com/Trevor Talks. Let's get back to the show. Yeah. Isn't that wild too? Like, and that was a whole different time then. Like, you didn't have Instagram, you didn't have Facebook, you didn't have access to make all these connections virtually. You had to do it in person or by word of mouth. There was no just sliding into somebody's DMs. Hey, dude, like, what can I do? And of course, MySpace had its time of glory, and then it kind of just plummeted. Hopefully Instagram and all that doesn't do that. But, you know, it's just so much of a journey that people go on. And there's so many kids out there that want to do something creative, but they're like us and they come from a town where not many people leave. So from you, in your mind, if you were to be talking to a young Jerome right now, what would you say to him?
That's a good question. What would I say to him? I would say, don't worry as much, you know, don't stress over certain things, how people treat you. Just keep focusing on yourself and put more effort into yourself. Like, don't work harder for somebody else than you work for yourself and run yourself dry.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, just keep investing in yourself. Stop going to the mall so much and spending money on clothes. Like, those clothes, at least if you're going to buy some clothes, buy something that's going to last very long. You know, it can be nice, but just let the style last for 5 years or so. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Like, I think I've done everything as far as, like, to get to this point. I think I've made the right steps.
Yeah. And you have, man. Like, you're, I'll say this, and I've told you this, when you commented on one of my posts, and one of my best friends who's a drummer texted me, he's like, bro, Jerome Flood commented on your Instagram post. And I'm like, yeah, man, I met him the other night. He's a cool dude. And he's like, nah, bro, you don't understand. He's a legend. And I was like, oh, for real? And I went digging, and I was mind blown. Yeah. I was mind blown at the success that you've been able to find. And you're still a young guy. Yeah. Like, you've got so much ahead. And you're out here playing to packed arenas with one of the biggest names of all time in Christian music. Like, that is a huge thing. And I'll go ahead and say this. I've toured with Crowder multiple times. It's hard to beat his live show experience.
Yeah,
it is super hard to do, from the Ryman to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium to Passion. Like, I've seen all the different atmospheres. Like, it's hard to beat the energy that comes into that show. Mm-hmm. But I've seen him play with you once, and I will say that your energy that you bring to that set is phenomenal, man. So, like, you're crushing it. But before we log off of here, I want you to talk about this new single, Chase Me. And here's the funny thing. This isn't your typical, like, oh, we're going to have a Christian musician on. No, Floodgate just put out this new song, and it's super fun, but it also has some truths in it. You don't chase money like it's chasing you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it completely flips what people think, because we're all, like, working for a paycheck, but when you stop working for that paycheck and start working towards your goals, your aspirations, your passions, money will chase you. And it's not, hey, I love money so much that I'm going to glorify it in a song. No, that ain't it at all. You're trying to get a point across. So tell us the heart behind Chase Me and where people can find that.
Well, first of all, I love money. Okay. I don't worship it, but I love it. And so I was in the studio with the artist, the featured artist, Alex, and we just started, you know, having a casual conversation, talking about what we want to write about, and that kind of just came to mind. Like, we both co-wrote the song, so I'm like, I can't remember who came up with the line, but it just makes perfect sense, because, like, let's say you're talking about a butterfly. You chase a butterfly, you're never going to catch it. It's just, you're just going to be constantly going like that. You may get something, some pollen along the way, but you're not going to get the butterfly, versus you just, you know, being patient and enjoying the sunlight, and then the butterfly sees that you ain't paying it any mind, and it just falls on your shoulder. Like, it's the same thing with money. So that's kind of the approach that we took. And then also, let me brag on Alex. That's his name, Alex. Like, awesome guy. He just won a Grammy. I'm like,
so crazy.
We did the song before he won a Grammy. So,
oh, his rate don't went up. You got lucky.
You know what I'm saying? I got lucky. And then awesome producer, Bobby Keys. I toured with him. The guy on guitar, Anthony Mancini. He's a beast on guitar. the dude on bass, Bubby Lewis. Bubby Lewis used to play for Snoop Dogg. He's played for Jhené Aiko. So many people. Like, I have, like, a lot of friends that I can call on that are super dope and talented to make some great music. And I get to brag on your podcast about it. So
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. Where can people find out more about Floodgate and download this single?
You can find out about Floodgate on Instagram. Just type in Floodgate, FLOODGEIGHT. And that's the same for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and download my music on Spotify. If you don't have Spotify, Apple Music, it's on all streaming platforms, but I like Spotify. I prefer Spotify.
Spotify is just the best for a reason. And man, we're going to have the links all in the description for ease of access. Everybody, if you're hearing this right now, go download the new single. Check out Floodgate. Go follow Jerome on socials, which the link's going to be in the description below. And if you're listening to this, I just want you to know that you're loved. You're appreciated. There's so much reason for you to live. There's always, 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 always hope in those dark places in life. So if you're struggling right now and you need a little extra help, we've got links in the description for that as well, for heart support, death to life, beneath the skin, to write love on our arms. All these are amazing resources that we love and support so much. That's not a paid advertisement. That's just truth. Those are resources that I find a lot of value in. And I just want you to know, keep living. We love you guys so much. And we'll talk to you next week.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.